This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting you to bicycle events and updates in Tucson.
My name is Patricia, and I'm one of your hosts. I'm here today with Evryn, Director of Strategic Policy and Practice at Living Streets Alliance.
Hi, Patricia. Thanks for having me today. So a lot of my work at LSA is focused on the combination of policy and also practice, I guess, as my title implies. So, you know, I've been involved, for example, pretty heavily in our Complete Streets initiative.
I wanted to speak with you in part about the World Day of Remembrance for Road Traffic Victims, which was just observed on November 20th.
Sure, yeah. And this is an annual day to sort of internationally commemorate people who've lost their lives or who were seriously injured in traffic crashes. And then at the same time, sort of like call attention to the safety crisis that's happening on our streets, and then also amplify the message that safe streets indeed save lives, to sort of emphasize that we're not really stuck with what we have and our streets can change and there are things we can do to prevent these crashes and these fatalities.
What do we know about rates of traffic violence and incidents involving people walking and on bikes here in Tucson?
I can start a little bit at the national scale what's happening, because 2021 saw the highest number of fatalities in the U.S. in over a decade. Over 46,000 people lost their lives on streets across the United States. A lot of other sort of high-income nations in the world are going the opposite direction, where their fatalities are decreasing. So the U.S. actually ranks 47 out of 54 in traffic fatalities among high-income nations. And when we think about 46,000 people dying annually, that's something like an airplane falling off the sky every single day. You know, if something like that was actually happening, there would just be some major intervention to sort of like revisit the safety measures around air travel industry. And yet with traffic crashes, there's this level of internalization and, oh, it's just a byproduct of traveling on our streets, which obviously is very problematic. But then when we come to Tucson, we've also been seeing an increased number of fatalities. This year, we've had 85 fatalities. Cities like Tucson are really prone to this kind of thing because of the autocentric roadway design that's prevalent. Between 2017 and 2021, we saw that 87% of our pedestrian fatalities happened on streets where the speed limits are over 35 miles an hour. So that's huge, because we know that speed is the top determinant of fatalities and serious injuries.
From a design standpoint, what are some things you think we could be doing to make our streets safer for people?
Integrating this sort of safe systems approach, acknowledging that people do make mistakes, but those mistakes don't have to be deadly. Shifting that paradigm so that our street design actually matches the speed at which we would like drivers to be traveling at, to ensure safety for everyone. And then the complete streets approach, things like safe crossings and frequent crossings and protected bike lanes and lighting, because we also saw that within that 76% of those fatalities, the crashes happened during nighttime hours.
Where might you recommend going if someone wanted to learn more about the complete streets ordinance and the approach in Tucson specifically, or just in general as a concept?
Good places to look at nationally. The Vision Zero Network has a lot of resources. The Dangerous by Design report put out by Smart Growth America. I mean, locally, our Complete Streets policy is a high-level document, but it's kind of a blueprint as to how we think the city of Tucson should approach roadway design. So that's a good place to look at.
Great. Thank you so much for your time, Evryn.
Thank you, Patricia.
Pedaling the Pueblo is brought to you by the City of Tucson Department of Transportation and Mobility.